health. And I believe that with all of my heart, with all of my soul, and with all of my mind. Natchitoches Street Post is all happening. Sunday morning, all roads and all streets will be leading right here to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. Now, I want you to get ready to meet us on tomorrow. We are going to have a powerful praise and worship blessing service on Good Friday. Yes, at 12 noon. We're going to be there from 12 to 1. And we are going to give God our best praise, our best thanks. We're going to worship God in spirit and in truth during this hour on Good Friday at 12 o'clock. Now, on Friday at 12 o'clock, I'm going to place into everybody's hand a bottle of the frankincense and myrrh anointing oil. You can take it to the lab and they'll check it out and they'll tell you it's 100% pure frankincense and myrrh, nothing added but prayer. And I want you to have a bottle of that frankincense and that myrrh oil. You know, at Jesus' birth, when those guys showed up, those wise men showed up, they gave him gold, they gave him frankincense, and they gave him myrrh. I'm saying if it was good enough for Jesus, you better know it is good enough for us. So that's tomorrow during that 12 noon hour, from 12 to 1, praise and worship. You know, you just might just come in and just sit there and just let that anointing touch your life. I believe if you just come sit in the sanctuary, you ain't got to say nothing, eh? Just come sit there. You're going to experience a miracle. I'm talking to you that need that miracle in your health. Look like diabetes, my God, is just got your health on a downward spiral. Look like high blood pressure, the medicine won't make it regulate. You need a miracle from God. Seem as though everything you touch just went from bad to worse. Oh, my God, look like you just can't keep no money. Money running through your hands like it's water. You need a touch from God. You need a miracle from God. You see, because you're not experiencing what God promised you. 3 John 2, the Bible says, beloved, I'm in the book, y'all. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Yes, prosper and be in health. Glory to God, even as thy soul prospereth. Just because we grow older, that does not mean we got to be feeble and we got to be sick and we got to be crippled. No, the devil is a liar. That's what he wants us to think. But I'm here to tell you, my God, God wants you to enjoy the abundant life. God wants you to enjoy good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Yes, that's the will of God for your life. And you know, I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind that prayer powers everything. I did say prayer powers everything. Let me go to the word of God here in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. And the word of God said, if my people, which are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said, I would hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I would heal the land. God said, if they pray. You see, prayer is where the action is. Oh, yes, it is. Prayer powers everything. Prayer go where you can't go. Prayer touch things that you cannot touch with your physical hands. Prayer can unlock locks, and you don't have to have the key to the lock. Prayer can unlock it. And you said, James Broadnax, I don't believe that. Well, Peter said, let him testify. And Peter will tell you how that he was locked in jail. Yes, they had him shackled down. Oh, they had guards watching him. But the church was praying. See, ain't nothing like a praying church. And this ministry is a praying ministry. You hear me talk about it, but listen, it's the truth. We are seen on national television in over 200 countries through the Word Network, through Impact Television. Prayer requests come into this prayer station daily and nightly. People are calling all through the day, all through the night for prayer. And then we just added the big superstation 55 all over Orlando, Florida. And I did say all over Orlando, Florida. We just started on the big superstation 55 there. Yes, God is opening doors. God is making ways because we are praying. And we are praying and believing God for miracles in the life of his people. People are being saved through this ministry. People are being people through this ministry. Could you believe that from our little headquarters here in Alexandria, Louisiana, that from that 4210 South MacArthur Drive, that we are beaming the gospel all over the world? And I mean in foreign countries, Africa, I mean Barbados. We have many prayer partners in Jamaica. Yes, God is moving through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. I'm talking Jamaica. I'm talking that prayer calls are coming in from all around the world. And we are praying and people are calling back with testimonies and praise reports. Yes, I pray on Good Friday that you would sit down and write out your prayer requests. And I pray that you would seal that prayer request. And I pray that you would come to 4210 South MacArthur Drive on Friday, Good Friday, and drop your prayer requests in the prayer chest. Even if you cannot stay, just drop your prayer requests in the prayer chest. And we're going to be praying. Yes, the prayer warriors, the intercessors, the evangelists, the prophets, the apostles, we're going to be praying over those prayer requests. And we are declaring and decreeing that this month of April is going to be a month of miracles. This is our focus prayer month. Yes, prayer is where the action is. Listen, prayer powers everything. Well, come on, Peter, and testify. And Peter will tell you how that he was shackled down. Oh, God was watching him. And my God, let me tell you, but the church was praying. They was having house church. And they was in there praying and talking to God and praying to God. And God dispatched an angel from heaven. That angel went up in that jail cell. He didn't have to have a key to the lock. No, he just appeared in that jail cell. Touch Peter, said, Peter, get up. Let's get on up out of here. And my God, let me tell you, God had those guards in a deep sleep. They couldn't even wake up. And then they just began to walk out of there. And as they began to walk out, they didn't have to have a key to no door. The doors just began to swing open as they began to walk towards the doors. Let me tell you, never underestimate the power of prayer. And let me tell you what happened as they kept on going. When they got to the main gate of the city, the angel left Peter. And then Peter came to himself. He said, hold it. I thought this was a dream I was in. But God has sent his angel and delivered me. And you would think he would go straight home to his wife and family. No, Peter went to the prayer meeting. He went to where they was praying at, knocked on the door. A little girl named Rhoda looked out and she was so excited she didn't even open the door. She went and told them, Peter is at the door. And they said, Rhoda, you're mad. So they assumed, well, they done killed him now. But how many know? Oh no, it was Peter knocking at that door. What brought him from behind prison bars? It was prayer. What's going to bring your child, your son, your husband from behind prison bars? Prayer. And if you're listening to me, I want you to write that husband's name down on a piece of paper, seal it, tape it up, whatever you got to do, and just come drop it in the prayer chest on Good Friday. God is going to bring that boy from behind prison bars. God's going to bring that man from behind prison prison bars. If you was in the prayer chamber last Thursday, and this young man was sentenced to 99 years, meaning that they assumed he would never get out. But that mother called in, and she had been calling in, pray for my son. They kept denying him for parole, but she kept calling, and we kept praying. Well, last Thursday, he made parole. Would you believe, sentenced to 99 years, and God gave that boy a miracle because his mother stood in the gap in prayer. So I'm saying to you that are listening in Alexandria, Pineville, Boys, Simsport, listen to me here. You want to get here during this Good Friday miracle blessing service. Just write your prayer request out, put it in an envelope, seal it up, and drop it in the miracle prayer chest. We're not going to open it. We're not going to read it. No, God's going to read it. You know, God knows everything. As you writing, God is answering. So you just meet us here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. And then all roads, all streets will be leading Sunday morning, April the 9th at 10:30 a.m. right here to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive. Hey, I will see you then.
Come and join us, yeah, and receive the true word of God, where miracles happen, and we're a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. So come and join and worship with Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 'cause we're a group of believers who love and worship God. Come and grow in Jesus Christ and come to Word of Faith Kingdom Church.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
I'm praying, God, come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name that changes everything, yes. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. All of my hope is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, God, come and turn this thing around. Turn it around, God, turn it around, God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name that changes everything.